Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and here it is, our fan show. We finally got to it. I'm sorry it took so long. I think I've said it on the podcast before. My family's working through a little bit of a house remodel right now, so it's been hard to find a time and a place to record the podcast because of how just insanely loud it is around in and around my house with all the construction going on. So, finally, I got a nice day off. The workers aren't here. It's before the 4th of July. We should be good. I wanted to get this one fan show out. I don't know if we're going to be able to do the full three. I don't think so. But I did want to get this one piece of content out, and then we will figure out how July is going to go. The podcast is still kind of in a tenuous space right now, but I'm still trying to put out at least some content every month. So I hope you guys are still listening and enjoy it, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more about our plans at the end of the episode. First off, though, we talked to Steelers fan Nick I mispronounce his name in the interview, and I mispronounce his name now just because that's my game. Nick Faribault, who is a great interview. I hope to get him on before the season starts. He does a great job talking about his relationship with the Steelers and how that got started and what it's like being a Steelers fan. So we'll throw it over to him. Enjoy. All right, our first guest in this kind of mini-series of about fandom that we're doing this summer here at the End Zone Pug is our a new friend, Nick Faribault. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Nah, it's Faribault, man.
Faribault. All right. Well, it's a very unique name. Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Love having people on. This first episode's kind of going to be a little bit about fandom of the core NFL teams, and what I mean by that is kind of the signature NFL teams. When you think NFL, which teams do you think of? And I kind of thought, well, when I think about the NFL, I think about the Packers, the Bears, the Steelers, and the Giants. So, you being a Steelers fan, let's start with that. Are you originally from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, from Pennsylvania, and I'm from Pittsburgh, so I'm homegrown.
Oh, that's really cool. I have my grandparents live in Pennsylvania, but they live closer to Baltimore. They live, I don't know if you're familiar with like the York Red Lion area of the state, but that is where I have some family down there. So I love Pennsylvania. It's one of my favorite states to go vacation to. Rolling hills and all kinds of just beautiful countryside. So a little bit more about yourself, Nick. What do you do for a living? Are you a college student? Do you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I just graduated high school. I'm actually going to be in college this September, so I will be going to the University of Pittsburgh, so I will be staying in Pittsburgh. And what I really do for a living right now is that I just write about sports. Just like this right now, I do podcasting too. I'm a sports freak, so that's what I do for a living. I'm right in the same vein that you are, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, how long have you been a Steelers fan?
I've been a fan since I really was born, you know? Straight homebred, we come out of the womb black and gold, man. But for real, when I was about four, that's when I really got into it. You know, I saw Jerome Bettis run over Brian Urlacher, and that's kind of what started it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll start with that. What does the word fan mean to you?
Yeah, the word fan, I think, goes a lot deeper than just being someone that, you know, roots for a team. I think in order to be a true fan, you have to be ingrained in that team, invested in that team somehow. So it's something that actually means a lot to you. You know, they say, you know, when fans say we, as we're part of a team, I like to think that the fans actually are part of the team because I think that, you know, they're the 12th man, similar to what Seattle does. I feel like they're that syllable. They're the extension of the players on the field. They make up a whole nation of people. So that's what fan means to me. It's a lot deeper than just, you know, cheering for a team on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to go back to something you kind of said earlier. So that Jerome Bettis moment, that kind of stands out to you. Why do you connect with that moment so much?
Listen, man, I was 6 years old watching the Steelers on a snowy day in Pittsburgh. I see Jerome Bettis, who, by all intents and purposes, is my favorite Pittsburgh Steelers player ever. Simply just the guy he is. And I see him run over a future Hall of Famer in Brian Urlacher, and that has stuck in my mind ever since I was that little. I still remember clear as day. I'll tell you, because it's just so surreal, and you felt that season that something magical was happening with the Steelers. And obviously they went on to win the Super Bowl later that season. So as a fan, with to have such a great moment like that stick in my head, man, it means so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is kind of when you first really have this kind of visceral connection to the city of Pittsburgh and the Steelers as a whole, as a team. Why did you kind of get to that moment? Why are you a fan of the Steelers? How were you introduced to them?
You see, when you're from Pittsburgh, you get introduced to them right when you really start understanding things. So once I was four, I think it was Ben's rookie year was the real first memory I have. Really, that year when we lost to the Patriots, I was super invested. Even though I was only four, my dad introduced me. He had me doing all these sports when I was super young. You know, the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, all those Pittsburgh teams, they were right introduced to me right when I was young by my parents, especially my dad, though. My dad is a sports fanatic, and he got me right into it real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's another key part of kind of fandom is just the connection that it builds between families. So your dad, obviously, he's been a Steelers fan for a lot longer. Weird transition question, but who's your favorite player on the Steelers right now?
Ooh, easily Juju Smith-Schuster. Easily. Guy brings so much energy to the city. He really just engulfs everything that it means to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's such a positive person. You know, if you get to meet the guy, he's one of the best people you'll ever meet. He's just a ball of positivity, and you have to love everything Juju does on the field and off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Juju's a really charismatic guy. I loved what he did with the whole prom thing this offseason. I thought that was really cool. And I think he's going to be really good in Pittsburgh this year. I think that I am an odd person in that I think the Steelers actually got better this offseason. I think it's addition by subtraction. I think losing Le'Veon Bell's going to hurt a little bit. That's kind of what I think you're going to notice, though, because I think Juju Smith-Schuster is as good as Antonio Brown. I really do. I think that's kind of a hot take, maybe, but I just think that the Steelers are going to be fine without AB.
Sure. I can totally see that. I'm personally not as optimistic. I think the loss in talent of AB is going to really hurt us, but I don't think the Le'Veon Bell one's going to hurt as much, because I think we already saw what that did last year. You know, they already have James Conner and Jalen Samuels doing what they want to do, but I do agree that Juju's going to be completely fine as the number one receiver. I think he's going to be just as productive as he was last year, and you just got to see other guys step up, and that's what's going to really dictate if the Steelers are better this year or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's a broad question for you. Why do you enjoy watching football?
Wow, that's evolved over time. Short was just because I love the Steelers, and you know, football is physical. It's everything that you want when you're like 11 years old. You know, you just want to smack a guy in the face. As weird as that is, we're violent. but eventually when I got to high school, when I started, you know, really playing high school football, getting into everything, the intricacies of it, you know, coverages, the reads, all that stuff, it's a fascinating game. And the impact it makes on people is even better. I've seen what's done with me to bring me, you know, so many great friends from all of that experience. And honestly, man, that's why I love it so much. It's just it's a family game that brings everyone together. And although the game itself is fantastic, it's just what it does to the people around the game.
What's your favorite football memory from playing football?
Oh, wow. Oh, my. All right. This is going to be a tough one, but probably freshman year. when I somehow got, you know, unblocked off the edge. They had a slide protection going to the left. They let me go, and man, that's how I got my first ever sack. So, you know, getting stuff like that, it's going to stick with me, my first ever sack. There's a few others that stick with me, but that's going to be the one that's always going to stick with me, simply because of how big it was for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what position did you play?
Yeah, so I'm not super big, man, but, you know, over the years, I've kind of shrunken down in terms of size. Just, you know, I was tall when I was younger, now I'm smaller because everyone's grown and caught to me, but I was a guard and I was a defensive end, which was a pretty cool combination actually to have, honestly.
Yeah, being absolutely.
Being up front with the Hogs is some of the best football you'll get, because you're always in, you know, you're always getting action. If you're a receiver, you're not always getting action. You just gotta, you know, you just gotta run around. But when I'm on the line, I get to smack someone in the face every play. It's fun.
So, as a Steelers fan, I would say you've been pretty lucky. You've had a lot of good football throughout your entire lifetime. There hasn't been a stretch where the Steelers have been really bad. What? Obviously, you're not going to jump off that bandwagon when eventually Ben Roethlisberger retires and when they become eventually, this is not a dig at the Steelers, but eventually every team becomes a middle-of-the-road NFL team that's kind of rebuilding. What makes you stick around with this team?
Yeah, when you're born in Pittsburgh, it really becomes super ingrained in you. And what really just me that this organization is so, it's a very classy organization, I feel, compared to a lot of different organizations. You know, they do so much in the city. They outreach to hospitals. They've done so much for the city, and that really helps stick it in. But, you know, the memories from my childhood, all that, the stuff I've done with my dad in relation to the Steelers, all that, you know, it's so deep within me at this point that there's no way I'm going to be able to abandon the Steelers. Even if they, for some reason, it'll never happen, move from Pittsburgh, I'm still going to be a Steelers fan.
Wow. I don't know if a lot of people would say that, because I know a lot of Browns fans that kind of were never the same after the Browns the first time moved out of Cleveland. But you would really stick with the team even if they left Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Because it's more than just the city, it's what the organization does. And this organization is a top flight level organization. They are up there with, you know, the Giants of what they do for their cities. They support the cities. And not every organization always does that. Some organizations are only there, you know, to make money, but the Steelers are grown in Pittsburgh, and they continue to support and give back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nick, thank you very much for your time on this matter. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend, man. This has been a ton of fun.
Thanks a lot for having me on. I definitely enjoyed it.
All right. Okay, up next, we have our next interview. All right, that was a great interview with Nick. We had a ton of fun on that one, got kind of into personally why he's connected with the Steelers. I really want to focus kind of on that personal aspect. So in this next interview with Usaid Koshal, we get a little bit deeper into why he loves the Bears and why he is a Bears fan, and we kind of talk about his personal connection with the Chicago Bears. So here he is, Usaid Koshal. All right, up next we have Bears fan Usaid Koshal with us. How you doing, Usaid?
I'm doing well. How are you? It's nice to finally be on summer vacation. And although we've reached the dead period of the NFL offseason, I'm already looking forward to training camp.
Yeah, the training camp is certainly going to be obviously a ton of fun, very interesting. I did the math today. I think there's about 45 days left until the Hall of Fame game. So we are definitely very close to football. But you said I had you on today because I'm doing this little project about fandom in the NFL, and I wanted to start with the core NFL teams, and I thought those core NFL teams, when I think of the NFL, I think of the Bears, the Packers, the Steelers, and the Giants. And you being a Bears fan, I just wanted to kind of get your takes on some things. So does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I've actually been waiting for this all day.
All right, cool. So first off, I want to do a little bit of background. You said, I know you've been on the podcast a few times, but just for some new listeners, where are you from, man?
So I'm originally from New York. I lived for the first 8 years of my life from about 20 to 30 minutes away from Giants Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. But yeah, my family, we've been in the Chicagoland area since 2007. So last 12 years, just got so hooked on to the Bears.
Yeah, and then what do you do kind of as your job up there in Chicago?
So I'm a college student. I actually am starting a new job tomorrow, so super excited about that. But I do a lot of sports writing, and then my previous job, I was a certified trainer for one company. So whenever there would be new employees that would be hired, I would be tasked with training all those new hires and getting them up to speed.
All right, cool. And then tell me something interesting about yourself that I might not know.
That's a good one. I think for me, that one would be the fact that I did live internationally in Pakistan for 6 years in Southeast Asia. Most recently, I was living there from 2010 to 2014. And I'm going to relate it to this podcast because I didn't watch a single Bears game for four straight years, but still was in love with this team. And I speak three different languages, so that's a little something that a lot of people just don't seem to know about me.
Oh, that's cool. So what does the word fan mean to you?
I think a fan to me is someone that's always there for their team through the highs and lows, through the good and the bad. Like, so if your team's winning like 3, 4, or 5 games, no matter what, even if it's for like a couple of years that they have some losing seasons, that you're still sticking with them, like that's the definition of a true fan. And the fact that you're just always optimistic that, you know what, my team is going to eventually rise to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been a fan of the Bears?
Since 2007. I remember my first ever Bears game that I watched was a Bears-Packers Sunday night football game. And the Bears ended up winning, but my dad was sitting there watching the game. I didn't know a whole lot about the NFL at the time because I was probably 9 or 10 years old. And then started watching, so I was watching that game. Then after that, just got so hooked on to the NFL, and it's been my passion ever since.
Why would you say that you are a fan? What kind of drove you to rooting for the Bears and kind of becoming an NFL fan?
Well, one, it was the, obviously, because you're in Chicago, and that's all the kids would talk about when I was in elementary school, because that's when I became a fan. But I think really the Bears, you look at it, I root for them because they have such a rich history. There's always, you look at any era of the Bears, and yes, the Bears just had a good 2018 season, but prior to that, they sucked for like 5 or 6 straight years. But anytime you look at the Bears, whatever area you're talking about, there's just so much history and so much greatness. They had their 100 celebration last weekend, actually, and it was awesome just to see all the legends like Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers, some of those other older guys really come back, Jim McMahon even. And that's just what I really appreciate about the Bears is the level of greatness and the history that exists.
Yeah, that's obviously something that I think is unique about being a Bears fan is just all the history that's there within the city of Chicago and within the Bears organization. I would say they're one of the most history-rich teams in the NFL, along with, you know, the Packers and Steelers and Giants and all that. How much history do you know about the Bears?
Pretty, I'd say probably a third or fourth grade level. I certainly want to educate myself more. That's why when I'm around older fans, like for the Bears 100th convention last week, couple of us, you know, we went out to a lunch type thing, and it was just so cool to see someone who brought their dad along, who's been a Bears fan since like the 1950s or 60s, and get an older fan's perspective on some of the history. And so that really, I'm not where I want to be, I'd say, but definitely getting there.
Of the Bears history that you know, what do you think's the most interesting story history-wise of the Bears?
So I don't want to say the 1985 Bears, because I feel like every time we talk about the Bears and history, you know, that's what comes up. But I'd have to say probably Gale Sayers or Red Grange. Yeah, Red Grange, the running back, was interesting for me, because he actually went to the rival high school, and Red Grange, right? He grew up in the same town that I did, in Wheaton, Illinois. And he also went to the rival high school, and his rise to prominence as a Bears running back in the late 20s, early 30s was really cool, because he actually delivered ice for a meat shop that's still open, that's like about a mile from my house. So that's sort of something that I, you know, was really always stuck with me.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I always find it interesting, these stories about old NFL players having like these normal jobs as well, especially from the early teams when the NFL really wasn't that big a business and wasn't paying that much. You had so many players who also worked part-time jobs and stuff like that, and I think that's really cool to learn about. So Gale Sayers, all delivered ice. I will always keep that in mind now when I think a little bit about Bears history. Thanks for sharing that tidbit with me.
So yeah, just to be clear, it wasn't Gale Sayers, Red Grange. Yeah, Red Grange. Yep.
All right. And he was, that sounds like a quarterback name. Was he a quarterback or was he a running back?
He was actually a running back. I think, you know, when you do talk about the Bears and a lot of the rich history, so much of it comprises, I get we always want to talk about defense, but the Bears have always had a rich history of running backs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have a guy, obviously, one of the greatest of all time, and Walter Payton there as well, obviously. So here's a broader, much harder question for you. Why do you enjoy watching football?
I think because football is something that I've noticed that every player on the field is involved in every single play, even though they may not touch the ball, and you need perfect execution. And just that teamwork and the work ethic that football teaches you from the time that you're just a little boy to some of these guys that go and to end up playing in college or in the pros. That's one thing, because I've always been a firm believer that hard work can get you wherever you want to go, no matter what you do. And if you're passionate about football, let's say, then you just have to work hard. And like I said, that hard work thing, you know, the concept of having to work hard to get what you want is really what stuck with me about football, because you see it more in football than any other sport.
Yeah, absolutely. The teamwork capacity is obviously something really interesting. So you mentioned a lot about kind of watching the Bears with your dads. What's kind of your personal connection to the Bears? Why do you keep coming back to them?
I keep going back to them because they're primarily my team. You know, you look at the city of Chicago and
okay, let me be a little bit more specific then. Why are they your team? What makes you feel that connection to them?
So when I moved out, well, when my family moved out to Illinois in 2007, right? It was like fall time. Yes, it was the fall. The Bears season was on. I noticed that all the other, and I didn't know any of the sports teams in Chicago at this time, right? Until the Bears came along, obviously, a couple weeks later. But what happened is my personal connection is that the reason that I was able to make like so many new friends after living on the East Coast for so long is because all the guys in school, right, they just be like talking about the Bears, like, oh, the Bears game this, the Bears game that. So the Bears are my personal connection to them is the reason that like I was able to establish so many new relationships in this in the Chicagoland area.
100% agree. That's kind of my connection to football as well. I started really paying attention to it because I realized very early on as a seventh grader, I realized I was going to have very little social capita if all I had to talk about was Star Wars and modes of transportation. I was really into cars and trucks as a kid. So I decided to latch on to football, and I think that is so interesting that it becomes this really social dynamic that creates all these friendships and things like that. And I think that's one of my favorite parts of football. And part of the reason why I kind of wanted to do this series is just to see kind of how that dynamic affected other people as well.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting, right? Because sports, I feel like, they're such an integral part of American culture. But when you really break it down, like, the Bears culture in Chicago, it's of its own kind. I mean, Chicago, because I live in the city now, right? It is honestly just, in the fall, everyone's excited, you know? Because the Bears are playing, no matter how good or bad they are. And Chicago is just such a different city when the Bears are playing. And when the Bears aren't playing, then it feels like a part of the city's, like, completely died.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, yeah, that is a good point. What would you say is your best memory of the Bears?
So it's the 2007 season, and the Bears, they finished 7-9 that year. And I remember this because I was watching this game at home. But it's freezing cold outside, and the Bears are playing the Packers at Soldier Field. And what happened is the Bears, right?
You say right, you kind of cut out there for a second.
Oh, sorry about that. Do you want me to pause the recording?
All right, man. Hey, pause your recording really quick. So again, I lost you there for a second. Would you mind kind of telling me
I'll go over it again. Actually, it
what
was
is your best memory?
The Bears,
been as
they
a
finished
Bears
7-9 that year, and they were playing the Packers at home, and it was a freezing cold day outside in December. And Brett Favre was the quarterback of the Packers, and Brian Urlacher was the middle linebacker of the Bears. And that's one thing I've always appreciated about the Bears and Packers rivalry is just the level of greatness that's come and gone and is going to come in the future. But anyway, my favorite memory was Brian Urlacher picking off Brett Favre. And I think he returned it like 80-something yards to the house. And the Bears, although the Packers would go on to play in the NFC Championship game that year, they still shut the or beat the Packers 35-7, which has still stuck with me to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. Those memories are the best and kind of a big part of why we build fandom the way we do. Is there a reason you would ever stop being a Chicago Bears fan? Is there anything
That's
the franchise
a great
could
question,
do that would make you break up
probably
with them?
Not. I mean, they'd have to do something crazy like sign a player that's been in legal trouble for me to go ahead and to be like, hey, I'm not associating with you guys until said player is off your roster, because I just don't think what this person did was appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. You could argue that that goes on with another Chicago team right
so,
now.
So yeah,
I'm Chicago
really
Cubs and Madison Russell. How do you feel about that whole situation?
For that fun fact, my dad's best childhood friend actually played for the Cubs for a couple of years. He was a professional baseball player, and there's a lot of other reasons I have not gone, not just this Addison Russell situation, but I'm not going to mention it on here, right? But there's a hell of a lot of other reasons. The last time I went to a Cubs game was almost 5 years ago. Like, I have not been to a Cubs game since 2014 or 2015, just because ownership's a little crazy and whatnot, so I refuse to give them any money.
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot of Cubs fans and they feel the exact same way. Here's a big question. Do you love your football team and do you love football? If so, why or why not? And by love, I mean the truest sense of the word love.
Yes, I mean,
love.
The deal with the Bears
is, love
the
Chicago
Bears? Between 2015 and 2017, they won a combined 14 games. They were 14-34 in the John Fox years. And, you know, I just always notice, one thing I always notice about these, you know, people in Chicago is that they claim to be diehard fans. But then once the Bears are losing by, like, week 7 or 8, they just completely shut the TV off and don't watch till September again. But me personally, like, I've been, even throughout the John Fox years, I was so committed to this team. It was all about, hey, I know it's tough right now. I know it sucks. I know we've only won 3 games this year, but it's not a big deal because we're in this for the long haul. True fans are always in it for the long haul. And it is going to get better no matter what anyone else thinks. It may not be right now. It may be a year or two down the road, but it is going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you say thank you so much for joining me. And we will hopefully have you back on closer to football season to do some previews.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, anytime you need me, I will make time for your podcast, Eric.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you very much again for coming on, and we will move on to our next interview with Packers fan. Sorry, you said you're going to be on the same podcast as a Packers fan, but they're equally important to NFL history, I feel. We will move on to Packers fan Brian Willis up next. All right, that was pretty awesome with Usaid. We got pretty deep there at the very end. That's kind of what I was hoping for out of these interviews, was kind of to get deep into these conversations toward the end. Sorry that the audio is just a tad bit off there. We had some technical difficulties recording on Discord. I'm trying to find a better recording service, by the way. So if anyone knows of anything, please let me know. And, I will get on that. But Discord is just kind of a way we communicate right now and record separately and then put it together. But I'm looking for a better way to do it. I like the phone interviews, but I know not everyone likes the phone interviews. Our last interview is another phone interview. It's our good friend Brian Willis. We had a pretty deep conversation about the Packers, and we kind of wrapped up the whole part of this series that I was working on. This did take a while. I want to thank everyone that kind of helped us out, and we'll do that more after this. Here is Brian Willis. Okay, our final interview here is Brian Willis. I know I've been saying there are 4 main kind of NFL franchises I think about. Our Giants interview, Donnie, wasn't able to make it for this episode. So, that's fine. I think the main pillars anyways are kind of the Steelers, the Bears, and the Packers. So, let's finish up with the Packers. It is our good friend Brian Willis. How you doing, Brian?
Good, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, I know that there are a bunch of these beginning questions, but I did those more for people we haven't really gotten to know a ton. You've been on the podcast a few times now. We all know that you're from Wisconsin. You do something with like shipping as your job, right? Like you're a sales coordinator or something like that for like a semi tech company.
Yeah, I'm an inside sales rep for a steel company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So. Yeah, and then, okay, well, so we'll start with this question. Tell us something interesting about yourself that people might not know.
I don't know. I'm a pretty uninteresting guy, but I guess something interesting was that I haven't seen a single second of Game of Thrones. Sounds pretty cool, but yeah, I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. It does sound pretty cool. I'm trying to get our friend Travis to give me his HBO login so I can watch it. He's been a little bit hesitant though, so
we're definitely in the minority there though.
Yeah. Do you have HBO or have you just not had a chance to watch it?
No HBO.
Yeah.
Something like that. I can't imagine going week to week waiting for the next episode to come out. Now that they're all out and I'll be able to watch them, binge watch it all, I think that'll be better anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. That's That's 100% correct. I want an HBO login so I can watch that. I can watch, what's the one about the serial killer? Not Dexter, it's Barry or whatever. Something okay. like that. And then,
I haven't seen either of those.
And then, The Sopranos. I have not seen The Sopranos, so I would like to watch The Sopranos at some point in my life.
Sopranos is good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know it's good. That's why I, why I want to watch it. Everyone's like, oh, it's a television classic. One of the best shows of all time. And, yeah. you know, I gotta get in there and watch it, sometime. And so, Brian, you are a Packers fan. Let me start by asking you, what does the word fan mean to you?
I guess to me, being a fan means just cheering on your team through good times and bad times. Although, my generation for Packers fans has been mostly good times. I think we've been kind of spoiled going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, definitely you could make that argument.
But while still being critical of your team through the bad and the good times as well. I mean, it's tough to... I never understood the people that spout off year in and year out before the season even starts that, oh, so we've got this Super Bowl in the bag already. I mean, there's always something to be critical of on your team. You can't guarantee yourself a Super Bowl like that. I never understood people like that.
No, that can't be right. You know me. I think the Broncos are 100% perfect. I think they're going to the Super Bowl this year.
You're a big Elway fan.
Yeah, everyone knows how much I love John Elway.
But true fans never give up on their team. I don't like the people that jump off the ship in bad times and then climb back on when it's good again.
I know one person who's abandoned fandom, and he's one of these NFL writers, Chris Wessling. I want to have him on to talk about his fan experience because it's very interesting. He was a Cincinnati Bengals fan from the time of birth to like the time he was 32 years old, and then eventually because he just hated the way the organization was going, and they cut a punter or something, I think, is the story, and he decided to quit the team. So he does not root for... He doesn't root...
Proof that a franchise can't be bad forever, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, the Bengals kind of have been bad forever, depending on what your definition of good is. They haven't won a playoff game for, like, 20 years. But yeah, I mean, that is true. Why are you a Packers fan?
Just being born in Wisconsin and having parents and extended family that were all Packers, it was from a young age easy to root for the Packers, and even now it's just easy, and I don't know. But it helps that they're one of the better run organizations. And we don't have a lot of distractions either. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
We're not notorious for like having troubled players, and I don't know. It's an easy team to report.
How big a role do you think family plays in fandom? Because I've noticed that a lot throughout this string of interviews. Family comes up a lot.
I'd say that's probably the biggest role. Family, one, and probably location, two.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy cool, I think, how much we connect with our family through sports. Like, for me personally, me and my dad, I guess we talk as much as a typical father and son would, but we talk a ton about Colorado Avalanche hockey. That's kind of our like main bonding mechanism. And I think it's kind of crazy to just see how much sports impacts families and stuff like that, and how fandom is built through family ties and history. I know that Broncos fandom for me, I think it only goes back one generation thus far, but eventually, someday, when I have kids, I will make them root for the Denver Broncos and hopefully create a proud bloodline of long-suffering Denver Broncos fans.
for the Chiefs or something, just to spite you.
As long as it's not the Raiders, to be honest.
You know me, Brian.
I like basically every team in the AFC West. Love the Chargers, love the Chiefs. Cannot stand the Raiders. As long as they're not Raiders fans, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. So another thing that kind of comes with fandom is connection and memory. So what is a personal connection you have to the Packers? What is one of your most personal memories of the team?
I don't know, just bonding over football games with my mom and my dad and my grandma and my grandpa, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. I was looking for kind of a deeper, more specific moment, but maybe I'm digging for the wrong things here. But yeah, definitely there are those moments that kind of tie us to our teams.
I mean, we've gone to games, I think, a special for the moment, if I'll open up to you here. I got my dad, I surprised my dad Christmas Day with tickets to Lambeau a few years back, and I took my dad to a Packers game, which was pretty cool. Pretty good seats, too. I don't know, and then I've always, like, sometimes I'll post on Twitter when I bump into Packers, former Packers and stuff like that. Like my dad seems to have the hookup on stuff like that. I mean, I probably see Gilbert Brown once or twice a year now. I don't know how my dad does it, but yeah, Gilbert Brown seems to know my dad by name, which is kind of ridiculous, but.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that memory. Thanks for opening up a little bit. That's pretty awesome that you run into Packers and that you were able to give your dad that experience. I hope that someday, you know, when I'm not a broke college student, I'll be able to buy my dad some Colorado Avalanche tickets and go see a game with him. Is there a reason, now this is a tough question, that you would stop being a Packers fan? Is there something the organization could do that would push you away from it?
Outside of uprooting and, like, moving the team and elsewhere, I thought about this question hard. I don't think there is anything that they could do. I mean, you've got difficult... I've seen other organizations have difficult owners... difficult coaches, difficult players, but if you really stop rooting for something like that, I mean, those things don't last forever. But I think if the Packers were to relocate and I didn't have a football team in the state of Wisconsin, I think it'd be pretty tough for me to continue to root for them.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's really interesting to see what it takes for fans to kind of break up with teams. To bring up Travis again, you kind of see this with him and the Cubs and the way they've handled the Addison Russell situation. It's kind of, I think he put out a tweet about this a few weeks ago, like he is more an Angels fan now and not really a Cubs fan anymore because of one move that the organization made. Is there anything like that could keep you away from the Packers?
No, I don't think so. I respect Travis a lot for that, because that had, being a Cubs fan and seeing the Cubs retain Addison Russell and the garbage human being that is, I respect Trav a lot for jumping ship, because that's not easy.
I don't think I could do it. There have been some dirtbags that play for the Denver Broncos, but I don't think I could ever jump ship because of it.
No, yeah, and it's... you know, not the easiest thing in the world to do, to abandon your fandom temporarily and go cheer for another team. But if like the Packers had somebody like Addison Russell and they retained them, it would be difficult to cheer for them, for the team itself. I don't think I'd be able to stop because it's temporary. Addison Russell's not going to be there forever.
Right.
These scumbags in the NFL don't stay on these teams forever. Although you want your team to win without that player contributing, I mean, it's not always going to happen that way, but you still want your organization to succeed. And that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Anyways, well, I think that kind of wraps up for this this portion of this fan interview. How do you think it went overall? I don't know if this project is going well or poorly. I'd like some feedback on it.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's really cool. I think a major franchise that I think you're overlooking is the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know. Really? I guess you're right. I just think when I think like NFL history, the Cowboys do not pop up for me. Maybe that's naive of me, and I know the very big part of the league's fabric, but they just don't pop up to me.
Yeah, well, and I understand that with something like this, you have to draw the line somewhere, and there's always going to be...
Nothing against the Cowboys.
There's always going to be a franchise that you exclude that's right on the cusp of you should have or you shouldn't have. I'd say Cowboys, Patriots.
See, I know that the Patriots' recent success puts them there.
Yeah.
Over history, they haven't been, I don't know, they haven't had the sustained kind of historical success that teams like the Giants and the Packers and the Steelers and the Bears have had. The Patriots were very bad for a very long time.
Yeah, and that's something else that where like with Travis, with he's a Cubs fan, that's something that I'm sort of envious of, is to go that long without being in the World Series or winning a World Series, and then that how that feels, I'll never know. Probably that must feel amazing.
Yeah, to have that long a drought and then for it to end, you're absolutely right. That must feel freaking awesome.
Like me and you, with the Broncos and the Packers, the droughts are minimal, and even in between there, the teams were somewhat successful.
Yeah,
the Browns are horrible. The Browns, I'm going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to be just so envious of Pierce.
Yeah, honestly. Hell, bro, it feels to me, maybe it's because I'm young and a little bit immature, and a little bit I want things fast, and maybe I'm a millennial, whatever. But 5 years to me since the Broncos have won a Super Bowl feels like so freaking long ago since this team, and even 4 years without the playoffs, it feels like so freaking long ago that I can't imagine what it must be like to live an entire lifetime and not have success and then finally have success. And Pierce makes the Browns hard to root for just because of his enthusiasm. But I really am rooting for the Browns, and I hope they do well this year.
Yeah, Cubs fans were the same way. The year that the Cubs won the World Series, all of a sudden every Cubs fan was coming out of the woodwork, and everyone had smack to talk, and yeah.
Not saying that's what Pierce is. Pierce is a diehard fan. I knew Pierce during the 0-16 season, and his outlook on the 0-16 season was exactly the same as his outlook coming into this season. Eternally positive, just thought they were going to run over the world. Like, I envy that. I wish I could feel that happy and good about my team, because I can't. I hate everything the Broncos do.
Yeah, I don't know. I always try to stay critical of my teams.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could be a blind, dumb fan. Sometimes I wish I could. Sometimes I wish I could just be a little bit happier with my sports team. And it's a personal problem, for sure.
Unless you're a Patriots or a Golden State Warriors fan, I mean, you got to stay critical. These things just aren't handed to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Oh, speaking of the Cowboys, just to throw this on at the end of this episode, I started looking through my football magazine today, like I always do for my, you know how in the past I've done team by team previews. I'm not gonna have time for that this year, but I'm doing division previews, and I looked at the Cowboys roster today, and man, they are stacked. I really like the Cowboys. They don't have depth at running back, which is a concern, but everywhere else, I think they're a pretty good football team, and I think people are sleeping on them a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see. I think they drafted a guy this year, Weber. He's the backup for Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, I don't. He played okay at Ohio State. I don't know if I buy into him a ton.
Yeah, a lot of times guys like that, running backs at Ohio State. Not a lot of times. Sometimes you sort of have to take their production with a grain of salt. Was it because they were a good running back, or was it a product of the offensive line?
Yeah, absolutely. Like
we've seen countless Wisconsin Badger running backs look amazing in college and then stink it up in the NFL. But then you've got Melvin Gordon,
who true,
was a great running back. But you've got guys like John Clay, Ron Dane, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you didn't touch on one question that I thought was pretty interesting was...
Oh, did I miss something?
If I love my team.
Yeah, I kind of fell off with that with one of them, because the first guest I asked that to was really weirded out by the question. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess I could see why someone would be weirded out by that, but I think it's an important question to ask.
I definitely don't think I love my team, but I would say that I think the word addicted is more accurate.
Like, really?
For me personally, I'm just addicted to all things sports. There's just something about sports and everything that it involves, contracts, guys getting suspended for stuff, trades, free agency, the drafts, the entire experience is just addicting. I don't know why. I'm just obsessed with sports. And then to have my own teams, like the Packers, the Bucks, and the Brewers. I wish I had a hockey team, but I don't. It just brings me that much more closer to sports in general.
Hey, jump away from the blackouts of NHL TV. Get NHL TV and jump on the Avalanche bandwagon. They're going to be good next year. They're going to be really good next year.
I need a hometown team before I can get back into the NHL. All
right.
I was a Detroit Red Wings fan for the longest time, but...
Yeah.
I don't have time for the NHL in my life right now.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I would say I love the Broncos, because maybe I don't love the Broncos, but I certainly love football because it brings me joy no matter what. I think that's part of the definition of love. Everything else can change, but love kind of stays constant, and I certainly love football. I hope I will always love football. It's an insanely great thing, and I don't know what I would do without it.
There's definitely people out there that, you know, love their team. Like, I mean, you've seen people, I'm sure, with entire rooms dedicated to memorabilia of their team and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Brian. Well, thank you again very much for joining us. And we will hit our outro right about now. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Here's the outro. All right, big thanks to Brian. All right, folks, that's it. Thanks to Usaid. Thanks to Nick. Those guys were awesome. They totally helped me out. This is exactly kind of what I wanted it to be. I know this episode, it's going to run probably between half an hour to 45 minutes. Hopefully that's enough content. I know the last few episodes have been pretty short, so I wanted to get a longer one out there. It was a ton of fun doing this whole project, and I really enjoyed it. The podcast, a little bit of info with it. So the reality is I work nights now, which is not ideal for podcast recording,
because that's when really everyone's available. So, I don't have a narrowed down schedule, especially for the fall. I hope to be able to put out at least one show a week during football season. I hope to be able to do the show during football season because that's when we produce the best content. That's when I love doing the show the most, is during the season. But I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do that this year or not. So, more on that coming. I do want to get some off-season episodes in, though. I'm starting to do kind of my written reviews of NFL teams, and I'm doing those in packs of four this time with the divisions. Each team gets about a 500 to 600 word write-up on them, and then we'll put out those big division previews probably once or twice a week. The NFC East, expect that to be coming sometime at the end of this week. I'm already through the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, and now I'm on to the Washington Redskins and New York Giants. So keep an eye out for that. I do want to let you guys know about some other content I'm producing, working on. One of them I can't quite talk about yet, but keep an eye out on Mark Magana's Twitter page. I always, at BucksFan02, go check that out. Keep an eye on that. He's probably got some news coming out later. Keep it attuned to Usaid. He does some great writing for the Bears, especially coming in to training camp. Keep it tuned to my Twitter page at Eric18Utah. I may be working with the University of Utah's student media group in the fall and maybe doing a sports podcast based on University of Utah sports. So if you want to listen to that, give that a try. I also want to keep doing this, though. So we'll try to figure out how to do that. And that's about it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great 4th of July weekend. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.